community about 5G technology, and city councilors over in Carmel are now asking lawmakers to suspend it.
They're planning to vote on a resolution tonight. Fox 59's Kelly Rinke spoke with people today who think more research still needs to be done.
It's so small, you may not even notice it when driving by. A cell tower that nearly blends in with this light pole, but some in Carmel want you to pay attention to it.
I have noticed them literally in front of other houses, and that's when I, you know, kind of my heart starts racing.
Gail Thomas, a mom of two, says she's noticed more cell phone towers popping up in Carmel. And what she read about them online has her asking the city to slow down and do some research.
I noticed there was a kind of a variety of articles on health and safety concerns, and that was very new to me.
Thomas wants to know if the new towers for 5G technology will impact her family's health. She even spoke in front of the city council about it.
To ensure they adhere to the current standards.
After feedback from other groups too, council members are now considering a resolution about the 5G technology.
If it is a threat, we need to make sure that there are ways to ameliorate the problems that are caused by small cell towers.
Ronald Carter, one of the authors, says it calls on state lawmakers to study the effects of 5G technology. It also asks the federal government to limit its deployment in Indiana until scientific evidence conclusively establishes that it poses no threat to humans.
And it's appropriate for them to pause and to study this and to make sure that we know both sides of the issue well.
I feel very hopeful that the council is, you know, making this move.
In Carmel, I'm Kelly Rinke, Fox 59 News.
The council will be voting on the resolution at their meeting tonight. We reached out to Verizon and AT&T. They referred us to a national group that represents this industry, which has said radio frequency energy from wireless networks has not been shown to cause health problems.
Well, in the town of Trafalgar, the race